I thought I would introduce the sermon just a little different this morning. I would like to invite you, if you would please turn with me in your Bibles, if you have them this morning, or if you would take and open your pew Bible with me, to Matthew the 13th chapter, St. Matthew the 13th chapter. That is found on page 13 in the New Testament there. But if you would open your Bible, I would like to just share a couple of thoughts as by way of introducing our message this morning. It occurred to me in preparation for the message that we really had not had a chance in some time to talk about what were the parables of Jesus, the parables of Jesus. And I wanted to reference and just make mention of those, as that is what we are having before us this morning in the 13th chapter of Matthew. We are going to be reading the part of the scripture from verses 18 through 23. But I wanted you to note in your Bible that this is interpreted as Jesus' explanation of Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9. So verses 18 through 23, Jesus' explanation then of verses 1 through 9. In the parables of Jesus, it was Jesus' way of announcing that the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus was a teacher, and as a teacher trying to impart what was the message that he wanted people to receive, a message that very much had in it the gift of what life was all about. In the Old Testament, as I was sharing with the children, you had the commandments, as the rabbis taught and gave instruction around the Ten Commandments. Jesus comes in the New Testament also to affirm what was in the commandments, but remember, giving two commandments, to love God and to love one another, as a summary for all 10 of the commandments that were there. But then when you come to his teachings about talking about what is the next step, or talking about, you might say, what it is to be a Christian and really to walk and to follow after me, Jesus then announces that the kingdom of God is at hand. There are several parts to the discussion of the kingdom itself, but the one I wanted to take up this morning especially centered around that part of the kingdom, that announcement of the kingdom, where it talks about to be sure, to be certain, that in the midst of what seemingly might be unclear, to be sure, and to hold on to your faith as a part of this certainty. But there's one other part I wanted to mention also, and I thought it was particularly important at this time. As we think about the Da Vinci Code and all that is being written around different aspects of Scripture, all of it, I think, is worth study as for ourselves because of so much conversation going on around us. But when defining those parables of Christ, I think one of the definitions comes in an understanding what the kingdom is about. One of those definitions says, it is really an inner experience. It is really an inner experience. That for someone who has had this experience and this contact in relationship with Jesus Christ, and has come to know for themselves the living God, then there's something then about these words that begin to make sense. Something about these words that begin to take root within one's heart, and one then can begin to connect and understand. There were some who said in Jesus' time, he taught us with mysteries. He taught us in ways that we could not understand, in ways that we could not accept. And for those who had not had the experience with Christ, that is just the way it seemed, a mystery, something that was not meant to be understood. But for those who had the experience, for those who had connected with Christ in this way, then what he was teaching was something they could understand, and something then that they could begin to apply to what was their discipleship. So let me pick up then the parable of the sower as defined in Matthew 13 in those first 9 verses. And then this explanation that is found in verses 18 through 23. One other part about the reason that this parable immediately connected with those who could understand was that in Palestine, people had all kinds of ways of planting seeds. And one way that I read that really, I guess you could say, kind of got a grip on me, was that for some, they took really the easy way, in that they put their bag of seeds on their donkey, and they opened the bag, cut it open, and then they let the donkey just walk down the path. In the commentary I was reading, it said they were taking the easy way out. But as you might imagine, with that donkey just walking down the road, that seed was going everywhere. And the question then became, how much of it really was falling on good ground? Follow along with me in the scripture lesson. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. And for what was sown on rocky ground, this is one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but only endures for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises, an account of the word, the person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word. But the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as it was for one sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word, understands it, and indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Word of God. I know it is difficult to try to explain to someone, but if someone were to ask you, explain to me the meaning of life, or if in those days in which we all struggle and we encounter difficulties that we didn't expect or we don't understand why it is that we are going through them, what is it that can address those difficulties? So the meaning of life, Woody Allen thought about it, and he said that the universe is merely a fleeting idea in God's mind. He went on to say a pretty uncomfortable thought if you've just made a down payment on a house. Or Charlie Brown, pondering his plight in life, thought, "Yesterday, for one brief moment, I was happy. But just then, when I thought I was winning the game of life, a flag was thrown on the play, and life dealt me a blow." Does this life make any sense? Was Shakespeare right when he had Macbeth to say, "It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and theory, and signifying nothing"? I wanted to begin this way, because if someone were to ask you, "Does this life make any sense? What does it mean?" One thing I believe we can all affirm is there are no easy answers. Amen? No easy answers. I believe that there are times of joy and times of laughter, but there are also difficult times. And it is in those moments when we need to feel and to be assured. Now, for all of its translations, for all of its interpretations, for all of the classes that we have and all of the discussions that we have, for the things that we've been able to learn, and for those things that just make no sense at all. For it is in those difficult times that it is the Bible. It is the Scripture. It is the Word of God that needs to stand out. It needs to stand at the very center of our faith. There is something in the Word that wants to speak to us. There is something in the Word that wants to speak to us, and this parable of the morning desires to speak to us. But what kind of hearer? What kind of hearer will we be? Jesus was a popular preacher in his day. He would step out on the boat and people would come to hear him. People would come for the healing. They would come for the blessings. But Jesus would try to teach them. He would use parables to teach them. He would use examples and words that they could understand. The images were clear. So there is nothing wrong then with the sower in the parable. For you can think of the sower as Jesus. There is nothing wrong with the seed in the parable, for the seed is the Word of God. But what kind of hearer will we be? I can often recall my mother saying to me on more than one occasion, I'm afraid, "You're not listening to me." Now that I'm 47, I realize something. I was listening, but I wasn't hearing. We can just shut down. What kind of hearer will we be? I also thought about it, the case of if someone is trying to tell what is a funny story. For the person who has a sense of humor, for a person who's not afraid to smile and to laugh, they will laugh and enjoy the funny story. But for someone who has no sense of humor, for someone who says, "You cannot make me laugh," you can't. You can't. What kind of hearer will we be? For some, we just shut down. I think one of the reasons we might shut down is, I really believe that in the truth can set us free. But in the process of setting us free, the truth judges. The truth condemns. The truth will call us to repentance. And we have to be willing to face these things before we can be set free. This might be too much. It might be too much for us to face. And so we just shut down. Or that hearing may be like the planting of the seed in shallow ground. We can get all excited. We can get all fired up about being a Christian. We can get all excited about the church, only to realize that just how much then learning there really is, only to realize just how much is really involved with being a disciple. For our faith is an intelligent faith. Our faith is an intelligent faith. And we dare say that with this Christian life, there is both a privilege, but there's also responsibility. Privilege and responsibility. And if we can't hear this message, then it's just like the word has fallen on shallow ground. In our hearing, we can shut down. We can and let it fall on shallow ground. And then we can be just too busy to hear it. Too busy to hear it. The cares of the world, the scripture describes it. We have to be careful that we don't find ourselves saying, I would pray if I just had time. I would read the upper room if I just had time. I'm going to get a little picky now. I would come to Sunday school on Sunday if I wasn't so tired from the rest of the week. Amen. Amen. We can become busy with the cares of this world, and we can become so busy that we have a way of blocking the message and not hearing the message that wants to be given to us. Well, then our desire as a hearer is to let the seed fall on good ground. The hearer who has fallen on good ground, or the seed that has fallen on good ground, is one who hears the word of God. We come to some understanding within our life. And we desire then to be open. We desire to be open to learn and to hear even more. The hearer who is like this, the hearer who has allowed their heart to be good ground, this hearer then is willing and wanting to put what we have found into action. I believe I've shared this quote with you before, but it is one that just stays with me. It says that if we never tell anyone that we are a Christian, they ought to be able to know it in the way that we act. If we put the words that we hear into action, then we can become partners with Jesus. Partners with Jesus in sowing of the seeds. What kind of hearer? What kind of hearer will we be? This is an important decision. It's important because of all the difficulties that are around us. If we decide that I must have it then my way, that I don't want to listen, that I don't want to hear, then we are just like those people that were standing or listening to Jesus as he was standing in the boat teaching. But they weren't really hearing him. We can be just like those people, but I think about it even more, of just having our own mind made up that we must have it our way. I'm going to do it my way. Think about what happens then. All kinds of things can happen. I believe oppression in the world happens because someone has said, I must have it my way. I believe we receive the result of hunger. We see the result of homelessness all around us because certain entities have said, we're going to have it this way. The extreme example of this is that we find ourselves in war because it is said, I'm going to have it this way. Oh, to hear the word of God, to really hear the word of God, and to allow this word to change us, to allow this word to transform us, to allow this word to really, really make a difference within our life so we can make a difference in the lives of others. To really hear. To really hear this word. I took note also in the study that only one part of the seed that fell bared any harvest. I think that says something to us because we want it all to happen at one time. We want it all to happen at once. But yet the seed falls. Some seed does land here and others there and others there. Only one fell on good ground and bared the harvest. It tells us that to plant, it will take patience. It tells us that to plant, it will take hope. It tells us that we plant and we leave the harvest to God. I say this not to lift myself in any way, but it just has stayed with me. I preached at Longmont Church a few years back. I was preaching for their stewardship Sunday. And it was some 2 years later that I got a note in the mail from this lady. And she wrote on the note, "When you preached at our church, I had no idea what you were talking about." But something happened. And I thought about what you said. Then it made some sense. Our job is to plant. Our job is to spread and to take this word and to share it. And then we leave what is the harvest. We leave the harvest to God. Facing difficulties, oh yes. Does this life make sense? Not always. But one thing we can be assured. Listen, hear, receive the word of God. For does not it desire to always be our guide? So let it be, we pray. Amen.